Thank you all for being here. I have to say I was really, really worried that people wouldn't show up on a Friday evening, and I think some of the panelists were as well. So thank you all for being here on a Friday night at 6 p.m. I'd like to start by acknowledging that we're here on unceded, occupied Coast Salish territories, the territories and the lands of the Squamish, the Musqueam, and the Tsleil-Waututh people. So we give our thanks to the traditional keepers of this land as we're having this event here under the framework of the Occupy Together movement. This event today is organized primarily around two main focuses. It's not actually on Occupy or Occupied Vancouver, if you will, but it's to look at the global context of the Occupy Together movement and the particular context within which we're operating locally and globally. And I'm really excited that we have an amazing, amazing panel of speakers who responded in like 24 hours notice. So I think it speaks to the excitement and the inspiration, or in some cases the frustration, that people are feeling with where we're at today. And so I'm really, really honored to have a panel here that comes from a wide range of experiences and a wide range of social movements to speak with us here today. I'm just going to frame a little bit about the events, but before I do that, I just want to let people know that after the event, we're going to try something out. We're not going to do a Q&A. A lot of people made the suggestion that we try to do breakout groups because people don't want to have a panel end with another default panel where other people stand up and talk for another 20 minutes. So what we're going to try to do after the panel is I'm going to take four questions at the end. So I'm going to ask people to actually write them down during the panel and bring them up. I'm going to see if we can amalgamate any of the questions and put them to the panel, but we're only going to take four, so I'm letting people know right now. But after that, what we're going to do for about 20 minutes to a half hour is use the space in here, use the space out there. We have a group of awesome, trained, experienced facilitators in the room. We're going to take groups of about, I don't know, at this point it's looking like groups of 20 or 30 or more, outside to have conversations about what we want to do and what kinds of trajectories we see for this current context, for the Occupy movement, or really just for building local resistance here on in Vancouver Coast Salish territories. So a little bit about why this event came together. I just want to introduce myself. My name is Harsha Walia. I am an organizer with No One Is Illegal, and I also work and organize in the Downtown East Side. And I wanted to organize this event. It kind of came together on an ad hoc basis, really for two primary reasons. One was, of course, to talk about the issues that we're facing and what that the Occupy movement is trying to bring to light, which is the growing disparity and the growing disparity of wealth and the growing economic inequality that we're seeing all across the world, but particularly here in Canada. We know that the statistics across Canada are that inequality is actually growing at a faster rate and a faster pace in Canada than in the United States. And Vancouver is actually one of the most unaffordable cities to live in. And BC, this province, has one of the highest child poverty rates across the country. So while we're talking about economic inequality, I think it's also imperative that we analyze the structure of the political economy and what sustains that inequality to happen. And I think a lot of people here would know from experience that the economy of Vancouver, the economy of this province, and the economy of this country, and in fact the economy of Turtle Island, is in fact based on both stolen labor and stolen land. So the inequality that we're experiencing is in fact nothing new, right? So this 99% up until a few years ago was the 98%. The 99% didn't just come together miraculously under this common umbrella. And so this history of stolen labor and stolen land is built on the dispossession of Indigenous people's lands and resources. And this is particularly imperative to acknowledge right now because one of the main ways that Canada is trying to come out of the economic crisis and trying to bail itself out with austerity measures is actually by expediting and escalating resource extraction on Indigenous lands. So whether that's the Alberta Tar Sands or the Enbridge Pipeline or a series of mining developments all across this province, the economy of BC in particular is being organized and built around the ongoing dispossession and theft of land. And the corporations that are complicit in this are also relying increasingly on more and more exploited labor. So we're seeing de-unionization, we're seeing union busting, and parallel to that, we're seeing the use of temporary, a rapid increase in the use of temporary migrant workers. So whether that's temporary workers that are being brought in as cheap exploitable labor, or whether that's increasingly ununionized contract, flexible, part-time labor, we're seeing the labor flexibilization that is supporting this economic recession, and on the flip side of that, trying to support Canada coming out of this recession by exploiting labor and resources. So what the panelists are going to address are some of the key issues with respect to economic inequality and the crisis of inequality from the different kind of community organizations and the social environmental justice movements that they're involved in. We also have Richard, who's going to be speaking about the Occupy movement. And it seems like, you know, it may seem like it kind of stands out because there's people who are speaking who aren't necessarily actively involved with Occupy, and then Richard's going to be speaking at Occupy. But what I'm hoping will happen here is an increased collaboration between the Occupy movement and longstanding community organizations and social movements that have been organizing in the city. And this is imperative, and it's imperative because these are both mutually exclusive and important movements. And of course, that's a homogenizing kind of framework because the existing social movements are diverse as well. But Occupy is a tactic. And for many of us, it's a prefigurative tactic that has really exposed the political terrain. It's shifted the conversation. It's shifted political consciousness. And we really have to acknowledge that and be inspired by that. And at the same time, there are people who have been organizing for a really long time who have a grasp of the issues and the terrain of struggle that we're building on, whether that's prison expansion or increasing gentrification and displacement in the downtown east side, whether it's theft of indigenous land, whether it's migrant labor, whether it's environmental degradation, whether it's union busting. These are all struggles that can come together and help us inform how we want to move together collectively, and to have these movements exist parallel to each other, and that neither of them subsumes each other, that we can draw from the strengths and weaknesses of what we all bring here together, which is why I'm hoping that the breakout in the end will work. So just to introduce the speakers, we're going to have each of them speak for about 10 to 12 minutes. I'm going to try to keep everyone on time. First up, we have Seth Klein. Seth Klein is with the Canadian Centre for Policy Alternatives. I'm going to introduce all of them in the order in which they'll speak and invite them to come up. Seth Klein is with the CCPA, and Seth is, as people probably know, one of the most amazing and progressive longtime economists working not only in the city, but across Canada. So thank you, Seth. Next up, we have Laureen Oikawa, who is the Vice President of the BCGEU, the BC Government and Employees Union. She's also one of the founders of the Asian Canadian Labor Alliance. And Laureen has been key over the years in building alliances between community movements as well as the labor movement. So I'm really happy that Laureen was able to be here. And Laureen has been really active in the Japanese community around redress and human rights within the Japanese community as well. Third up, we have Glenn Coulthard. Glenn Coulthard is one of the most brilliant and engaged activists and scholars around. He's from the Dene Nation. He teaches at UBC. He's an assistant professor there. He also does tons of work in his community. He also teaches UBC Humanities on the Downtown East Side, and is all around amazing. Fourth up, we have Harjot Graywall, who's kind of an okay guy. Just kidding. Harjot is a regional organizer with the Council of Canadians and also an activist with No One Is Illegal and active in anti-capitalist and Indigenous solidarity movements. Jean Swanson is a local hero. Jean is with the Carnegie Community Action Project, an elder in our community and really inspiring to so many of us. She's written books and reports and done tireless work around housing and poverty and gentrification, particularly in the downtown east side, as well as its impacts on single mothers. Last but not least, Richard, who's an organizer with Occupy Vancouver. Richard has been tireless on the site of Occupy, Occupy, Disoccupy, Unoccupy. It's very good. And has been quite incredible over the past 8 weeks. So, and I know there's lots of folks who are also here from the site. So thank you, everyone, for being here, and thank you all for participating here today.